The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Just turning on the recording. So welcome. Welcome, everybody. Maria Elena and Mike. Mike, you have a figure in front of you. Is this like a back of a Buddha? How sweet.
That's for you, teacher.
Oh, nice. Trudy, Marie, Christine, and another Dayetta, Claire, and Stephen. It's so much fun for me to see all you guys, Rich, and Neil, Jesse, and Peter, Vicky, Kathleen, Elena, Felipe, Kelsey, Joan, Evelyn, Christine, and Glenn. And let's see here. Okay, so one thing I wanted to talk about a little bit today is this idea that having loving kindness in our hearts, it's one way to think about it is to not close our hearts, but instead it's about having an open, soft heart. And what does that mean? To have an open, soft heart. Part of this practice is for us to discover for ourselves what that means and how we experience it and what are some of the conditions that can help have that arise and what are some of the ways in which have it not arise. But having this open heart as opposed to a closed, tight one is that has like this potential to build a bridge or create a bridge to somebody else. It doesn't mean that we will actually literally do that. Of course we can. But this part about having an open heart, part of it is about having that potential for there to build a bridge. That is, that we're not closed off, that we're not saying no to others, to particular individuals or to all kinds of others, people who aren't like us in our minds. So this idea of potentially building a bridge doesn't mean that we have to agree with another person. It doesn't even mean that we have to have common ground with them. In fact, we might disagree with some other people. Of course we are. Of course we're going to disagree with them. But the key is to not dehumanize them in some way, to not kind of like close down our hearts so that we don't even recognize our common humanity, so that we don't recognize that just like us, they have their own needs and their own strategies for trying to find happiness and well-being and their own values and goals. So to recognize that in an other, as opposed to reducing individuals, reducing whole groups of people to caricatures or to somehow see them as less worthy. This just even feels painful for me to even say this, to be considering others of less worthy of health or happiness or safety or well-being. In this way, with our practicing or gaining more and more familiarity of what it's like to have an open heart can also help us to recognize when our hearts aren't so open, when they're a little bit closed or when we're not, when we are maybe not recognizing the humanity of others and how much what we share. So again, I don't want to paper over and say that we're all exactly the same and that we all have to agree. I want to emphasize that it's about not shutting down. It's about not collapsing. It's about saying this word, I can never feel connected to this person. I can never feel connected to somebody who looks different than I do. I can never feel connected to somebody who has different beliefs than I do. And so loving kindness practice can be such a big support for this, of course. One, to help us gain familiarity with our own hearts and to soften our hearts and to soften any tendencies or inclinations that we might have for our hearts to close down or to get smaller somehow or less generous whenever we are experiencing difficulties or when we're with people who have different beliefs or who look differently than we do. In this way, maybe we can address, or without necessarily in a direct way, even though that certainly may be the case, but and always maybe indirect, some of the social injustice and the terrible inequities that are becoming more and more evident, is to recognize the common humanity and to practice keeping our hearts open and to recognize when it's not. So maybe with that as an introduction, do some loving kindness practice, some meditation practice, and we'll start with a little bit of mindfulness. Yeah, I'm smiling. It's very, very nice for me to be here with you all. Let's just settle in. What does it feel like to be here right now? Maybe bring some relaxation, some ease, as best we can. Like, okay, we're here. This is what we're doing right now. Allowing yourself to feel the pressure of the chair, the cushion, or maybe your feet on the ground, or whatever is obvious right now and supports a sense of connection to this moment. Maybe to help with the connecting to this moment, I'll do a gentle body scan, resting our awareness in the head region. What are the sensations there? Maybe some are neutral, some are pleasant, some are unpleasant. Can we just be with whatever is there in a relaxed, easy way, in a warm-hearted way? The same way with the face. And the neck. The shoulders. The arms. You don't have to be noticing anything in particular. We're just waking up the body, so to speak, by bringing our awareness to different parts. And our hands. And the chest. And the belly. The upper back. The lower back. And again, feeling the contact with the chair or the cushion. The right leg. The left leg. And the feet. And then with the breath, the sensations of breathing. And then to begin our loving kindness practice, we'll start where it's easy. So bring to mind a lovable being, somebody for whom you have an uncomplicated relationship. It's easy to feel warm-heartedness, openness toward them. Could be imaginary kittens, puppies, or babies. Could be somebody you have a relationship with. Or could be somebody who has had a big impact on you in a positive way and you feel a lot of appreciation and gratitude. And then bringing this lovable being to mind. To support our intention of cultivating loving kindness, can repeat these phrases. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. It can be helpful to check in with the experience of the body. There's a perhaps subtle or not so subtle experience of well-being or openness, not being closed down, not being collapsed. Some uprightness with some warmth. Allowing this experience, even if it is just a sliver of your experience, to support you. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you live may be healthy. May you live with ease. And then to expand our loving kindness to include ourselves, bringing to mind an image of ourselves, or perhaps the felt experience of what it's like to be here now. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. And then to expand our loving kindness even further, to include a neutral person, someone we don't know, someone we don't have a relationship with. This is where this idea of not closing our hearts or not collapsing or shutting down might get a little bit of a workout with people that we don't know, that we don't, we're not for or against, that we aren't so entangled with in some kind of way. But can we just practice keeping our heart open as best we can? So bring to mind somebody that you don't know. Might be somebody on this Zoom call. Might be somebody that you see in the neighborhood but don't know. In a relaxed, easy way, can you bring this individual to mind? It's helpful if we use an actual person rather than an abstract idea. And then, of course, we wish loving kindness, practice loving kindness, wishing well for this person. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Again, we can use the support of any physical experiences of openness or warmth or well-being. And maybe there's just a small amount of extra effort for the neutral person. Not quite as easy. Without striving, without trying to pounce on, and without closing our hearts. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then for the last bit of this meditation period, which practice feels like the one that would be supportive for you right now? Mindfulness of breathing, body scan, loving kindness for a lovable being, loving kindness for yourself, staying with the loving kindness for the neutral person. Which feels like the right practice right now. And then to end this meditation period, feel your feet on the ground. Feel the pressure of the chair or cushion against your body. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. So this idea of using loving kindness as a way to support our not closing down our hearts, not being willing to have the potential to build a bridge, to feel connected to another, so that we don't dehumanize others or somehow think that they are less worthy of safety, happiness, well-being, health. Loving kindness helps both by allowing us to just get more tuned into our experience. So what is it like to have an open heart? And what is it like when the heart's not open? Just to get more sensitive to that, our familiarity with that distinction. As well as to increase our capacity. We have easier access in so many more situations. So now, I'd like to put you into some breakout rooms where you'll have an opportunity to talk about this and explore it. You know, it's one thing to hear somebody talk about it, but it's quite something else to kind of like find your own words and to discuss and connect with other people about it. It can be a very different experience. So with this group, we'll go in order of whoever has the least amount of characters in their screen name goes first, and whoever has the most characters in their screen name will go last. And then this idea of you don't need to say everything that you know about this topic, about loving kindness and building bridges and keeping one's heart open, like the potential to build a bridge, whether you actually do. Right now I'm just talking about the potential to build a bridge. Or you can talk about that actual meditation experience. How is it like? What is it like to do loving kindness for a neutral person versus yourself versus a lovable being? And so for the, not to say everything that you know, but just to say, make one point, and then it can go to the next person. And they make one point, and then goes to the next person, and they make one point, and then maybe it comes back around to you, and after having heard other people, you're influenced or reminded, and maybe you say something different than you would have if you had just done a long monologue. So in this way, it can create something together. So we'll meet for 12 minutes and have fun.